When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1. First.
All right, yes, I am one of those that buys Christmas presents for my dogs. They're my fur babies. I have to. You know, plus it keeps them from chewing all the boxes underneath the Christmas tree if we buy them toys for Christmas. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Merry Christmas to you. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk at 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thank you so much for your emails wishing me a Merry Christmas today. And let's see. Tim just sent me a Heard Your Mr. Grinch clip. You should give this one a listen to. Go to YouTube and just put in political Christmas parodies. And there are some great ones. There's Nancy Pelosi got run over by a reindeer. There's Obama got run over by a reindeer. There's Mr. Grinch. There's just all kinds of things that will put a smile on your face this Christmas season. And, of course, 2020, just around the corner. The impeachment, that's all they're going to do is keep going with the impeachments. And I do say impeachments with an S because you know there's going to be multiple ones because this one doesn't seem to be making or hitting the mark that the Democrats want it to. So I want you to log on to our poll question at some point today, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. And actually, I should give you our results of yesterday's poll question. So, will President Trump's approval rating rise following the House impeachment vote? 89% of those participating said yes, it will. Only 11% said no. Well, his stock is on the rise, literally, not only his popularity, but also the stock market as well. Today's poll question, do you think that Nancy Pelosi will ever send the articles of impeachment to the Senate? So far, a lot of people saying no, she's just playing that political game. But as Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, highly, highly respected law professor, constitutional law especially, Alan Dershowitz saying that what Nancy Pelosi is doing is unconstitutional. Of course, I want to throw up every time I hear any Democrat talking about the Constitution and protecting it and loving it and yada, 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 because what's going on in Virginia is just another example. What's going on here in Nevada, just another example of taking away not only your constitutional rights, but everything from your Bill of Rights as well. How about instead of the night before Christmas this year, let's read the Federalist Papers to people. Let's, instead of getting a video game, let's get a copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for kids and use those as stocking stuffers. You can get those little pamphlet ones that you can, little pocket versions you can carry around with you. How about use those as stocking stuffers? Let's go to the phone lines on this Friday before Christmas at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous. We're having our own little Christmas party here right now and doing a little celebrating of our listeners and giving stuff away. And, you know, it just doesn't get any better than this time of year.
Yeah, it's great time. So you guys were talking about minimum wage, and that's not the big problem. The problem is that we have a tremendous amount of inflation that they don't talk about. They don't calculate food prices and energy into it. And if there is some indicators that will cause higher inflation, they'll remove those out of that index. So we're not calculating it like we did 40 years ago.
That's true. So
if we start adding this, we have a tremendous amount of inflation. If you look at the repo market, that's how banks use that money for trading.
Mm-hmm.
They've been running dry. The Federal Reserve's been pumping in anywhere but like around $75 billion a day. And that goes to our national deficit. From now till I think the 2nd or 3rd of January, they're going to be pumping $500 billion into that market. So you know, our stock market should not be where it's at. If they didn't have this cheap money that the Federal Reserve is pumping into the markets everywhere, our stock market wouldn't be where it's at. I go, our economy is not doing as great as it as people are talking about.
Well, but there's the other point there that, you know, if you're going to dig into that can of worms, we shouldn't even have a Federal Reserve anyway. Because
no, we should not.
I mean, that's the this country is built on hardworking people. We've got great products, we have great minds, and we should let people take care of themselves. But this whole system of people controlling us and controlling our money, controlling our lives with what we eat, what we drink, what we do, it just, it's gotten way out of hand.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is a private bank that's not accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
The president, the Congress, nobody, there's no accountability. So that's the big problem. If Congress has the ability to print money and coin money, and the interest, we would not be paying Federal Reserve interest. The interest is stay within our country. Well, we do not do that. That happened in 1913.
Well, here's the problem, Mike. From inflation to the Federal Reserve to everything else, especially when you look at like the omnibus bill that was just passed, just to keep things going because these people can't agree on anything. We're giving money to Planned Parenthood. That was one of Obamacare's biggies in there. That's still in that omnibus bill.
Yep.
And all of these other things that we foreign aid. Don't get me started on that. That, I mean, I get it from the military standpoint. We need to have friends. We need to help out. We need to keep Russia out of, you know, other places. But still, that spending is so out of control that it, you can't even measure how far out of control it is, Mike. And what that does is hurt the American people, the people who are trying to make that living on minimum wage.
Yeah, but I want us to have friends all around the world. I just don't want us to have the best friends money can buy around the world.
Exactly. That is a great, that's the perfect point right there. I have enough friends. Allies, you know, nice. They're nice to have. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your thoughts. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Be safe out there. And, oh, sorry, that's me. I have a different setup here in Carson City than I do in my other studios. So I keep hitting things and my poor producer's like, oh, I'm deaf now. I can't hear. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about? And again, it goes back to the economy. It goes back to how people are spending their money, what little money they have, if they're budgeting out, especially for Christmas, because we live by this motto now, it's better to give than to receive, rather than what are you finding during this cherished time of year? What are we really celebrating? We're celebrating Christ and we're celebrating love. But we are so commercialized that now it's better to give than to receive. You can give of yourself. You don't have to give the latest ugly sweater. I mean, now even the market flat out for ugly sweaters is just incredible. But I digress. Going on, giving. People are going to take the money that they have and they're going to find the best possible deals online. I know, I'm guilty of this. Most people just go on to Amazon now. They search for whatever they want. It's all there. It literally is all there. Then we complain at Jeff Bezos for putting together this structure that we can't get enough of. We say buy local. We say go out and stimulate the economy. But guess what? The economy also goes by what we can afford. And when people can afford to go onto their computer, buy something that's for a lot less, that can be delivered right to your home, people are going to do it. They're going to say buy local. I do, and I go shop my favorite stores that I know are local. I go see my girls at Paws. I buy all my Christmas presents for my dog at Paws. And I go see the people who I know own these stores who have local workers. Mm-hmm. But you also have the major corporations that have their employees as well. Mm-hmm. And you say you can't see them go down. Again, it's this vicious circle of consumerism, of sweaters you're going to wear once to, you know, make it look like you appreciated a gift and you're never going to wear it again. Tell you what I've been doing recently, and that is a site, and ladies, I highly encourage it. Guys, you can too if I've got some fashionistas out there. It's called Poshmark. And it's for all those people like me who buy stuff or get stuff, never use it, maybe even still has the tags on it. It gives you the opportunity to go on, recycle, reuse, repurpose, sell it, make some money off of it, and then it goes to a new home, somebody else who wants it. I bet that's going to cut down sales of new items. But you know what? My husband yells at me all the time. Every time I get a pair of shoes, every time I get a shirt, he goes, how many do you need? Seriously, he goes into my closet, which I took over half of his closet. So I have actually 3.5 closets in the house because all of the spare bedrooms, their closets are all full. Let's look at this time of year, how much we really need. I'm now making money just selling my stuff on Poshmark. You can do it too if you need some extra cash, but I mean, really, at what point are we going to start pulling back and saying, well, the underlying feeling here for me, when are we going to stop buying all of this crap from China? Because whatever you're looking at, this laptop cover here, these boots I'm looking at, I used to love UGG because they were so warm and comfy, quality made out of Australia. But about 6 years ago, they moved all of their manufacturing, everything, and now it's all made in China. That's why they have all these new products, and they're not just UGG boots anymore. They're gloves and their clothes and their slippers and their sandals and there's boots, you know, with no fur in them whatsoever, because it's just about money and making cheap stuff out of China. It used to be Indonesia. It used to be, you know, all of these different little countries that you felt good. You were bringing them out. You were giving them manufacturing, and it wasn't a third world country anymore because they were able to have an established economy. And China's just taking over it all. And look at the Democrats screaming at Trump how he is hurting our farmers because of these tariffs that he's putting on China when he's trying to make the deals. He's trying to get America back into the manufacturing market. He's trying to get China out of our patents. He's trying to get China basically out of our wallets. If we're going to have all this wealth, let's spread the wealth around and bring it back to America. Be cautious when you're doing your holiday shopping this year. Be cautious. And for all those liberal people that you have to buy for, again, I just say, buy them a certificate that says you donated to their favorite charity. Let's do it that way. 884-9910. Got a couple of other things to pop up for you, especially when it comes to our American flag. Right after this, on your live and local FM talk station, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 2-inch Airways Ball Air Rifle.
Ooh. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
And it's here. It's Friday. A lot of people, their weekends have already started. A lot of people just waiting until 6 o'clock, and then they're done. And actually, even few more people are done because they're taking the week of Christmas off. So I'm glad you're spending at least a little bit of time with me before the Christmas vacation, before the Christmas holiday. Whatever time, love having you here. 884-9910. If you'd like to add something to the show today, talking about the economy, talking about crime, talking about, spending bill that just went through, we're going to get that in the next half hour. But I want to bring up something that is just so disheartening that it makes you wonder what the ultimate agenda is. An Iowa man, well, let's first start off saying that if you burn the American flag, it's your freedom of speech. That's how the left looks at it. That's how liberals look at it. I look at it as a travesty. I'm from the old school that if the flag touches the ground, you burn it out of respect. Our flag never touches the ground. It flies high and proud. We've seen in the last few years people taking our American flag, the symbol of our country, of the fight that we put up to obtain the country that our founding fathers set forward for us. And we honor and we respect that flag, the people that are still to this day giving their lives. And people burn it all the way, all around the country, all around the world. This makes me sick. I remember during Gay Pride here in Reno, the Nevada flag was taken down and the LGBTQ flag was put up. I hate calling it a rainbow flag because I have a proud tradition in the International Order of Rainbow for Girls, and that was always our symbol for decades until their community adopted it, and it was just, you know what, we're not even going to fight for it. We're just going to change our flag. City of Reno caught a lot of flack for that, especially on social media, for taking our flags down, the American flag and the Nevada flag, to fly the LGBTQ community flag. Iowa man burned LGBTQ flag. He was sentenced to 16 years for burning that flag. That flag is a flag of lifestyle. It is not a flag of we the people. That flag to me represents division. Because most people, in their hearts and their generosity, they don't care what you do. Go live your life. Do what you're going to do. But when I have to start paying for your lifestyle, when I have to go forth and give up education in math and science so your history can be taught and so your lifestyle can be taught to third graders, then it upsets me and other people. Because we don't care. Who cares what other people do behind closed doors? The problem is you brought it out into the public and are shoving it down everybody's throats. And now, as being a Christian, I can't show my faith. I can't take a Bible to school. I can't wear a t-shirt that says Jesus saves or God loves all. Because I'm criticized. I'm the one that's dragged down. So to me, yes, that flag is of division. The American flag, on the other hand, is the flag that we were all supposed to live under. Gay, straight, black, white. That is the flag that represents all of us in this country and what we are working for, this grand experiment of the freedom to live your life as you choose. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And yet a man is now sentenced to 16 years for burning that flag. Wow. Look at it as a hate crime. Answer me a question. Why can't, if somebody burns the American flag, why can't that be looked at as a hate crime? That you hate Americans? That you hate those who will stand up and lay down their life for that flag? As we go into this Christmas season, as we are here right now, we're supposed to be smiling and caring for one another. And yet the left, they don't seem so caring. No matter how much Nancy Pelosi wants to scream about her Catholic face or her Catholic faith into people's face and into the camera, that's a bunch of BS. We really need to come together and start protecting each other. I'll get to that omnibus bill to keep our government going, which is a trying to say that with a straight face. Because I'm okay if the government shuts down for a little while. I know it hurts people, but guess what? If you work in the federal government in today's day and age, you should just be expected to have something saved just in case, because I have a feeling it's going to shut down a lot more. And we just have to ride it out. 884-9910. We'll be back talking about spending on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM talk, KKFT.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack. Carried by a man dressed in white and red.
Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. I love Christmas music. When you go in and find the good stuff, whether it be country or pop or even heavy metal, there's versions of every single Christmas song out there that you can enjoy. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local from 10 to noon every weekday here for all of Northern Nevada, because that's just the way that we want it. 884-9910, and there you have a little Christmas ditty going back. And earlier, we played a little clip. I always like to play it for Jerry, but you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. So Tim sent me an email at monica991fmtalk.com. Heard your Mr. Grinch clip. There we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Fun song, fun movie, all the way around, except the Jim Carrey version. I don't like that one. I like the cartoons. Give me Frosty the Snowman and, you know, Santa and his reindeer, Rudolph. That's Christmas to me. All this modern stuff. But a lot of people know that I am a big fan of heavy metal. I can't help it. I love it. So Tim said you need to check out this version. And I'm just going to play you a little snippet of it because I thought it was pretty darn good. Dan walked in and, what are you listening to? Check this out.
Mr. Grinch. Are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Wait for it.
You're a bad banana with a green. greasy black peel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the Misfits and all those guys, too. So you can pretty much about find your Christmas music in any style that you want this year, but it all brings the same message. Whether you want to listen to it as rock and roll, as hard country, as soft country, as pop, it all brings the same message. Let's think of the kids. Let's raise them right. Let's honor the day of what we're actually celebrating. The birth of Christ, even though, you know, you have to go to church to find out that this really isn't his birthday and it's the equinox and blah, 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 or the solstice. But that's besides the point. You need family to show you the way on that. And that's what we are. We're family. Whether you are Democrat, liberal, leftist, right-wing conservative, which, by the way, I'm not. I'm more of a constitutional conservative, a fiscal conservative, because I care where my money goes and I care about how it's being spent. And what I'm not able to spend it on, like giving to the charities and how I want to help, the things that are important to me. That's why I don't think that our government has a better handle on things, on spending our money, than they believe all of a sudden. Or actually, no, for the last decades upon decades. And they have to come up with other ways of getting more of our money. Tax and spend. It's the motto of the Democrats. Tax and spend. Whether it be on federal funding for sports, arts and entertainment, leisure. And I say leisure because why is it necessary for our Congress people to travel on taxpayer dimes to other countries to have getaways? I didn't get a getaway this last year. 2020, my getaway is to go to Nebraska, which I'm very honored to be able to do because one of my adopted kids, my best friend knows I don't have them, so she gave me hers. Graduates from high school with honors once again. Imagine that. One of those flyover states, Midwest, clinging to that guns and country and God and country and their guns. I get that was a terrible thing for Obama. It's a great thing for President Trump. While they were impeaching him, he was actually in Michigan with thousands of his supporters that are willing to go out and brave the cold. People aren't willing to go out and brave the cold for Democrats. Have you noticed that? They're just not willing to do it. But because he had a decent job, not a great job, I mean, an insurance adjuster, worked his way up into, chose a profession and then worked his way up into a supervisor, modest home, don't take high-dollar vacations, could care less about going to Europe, raised three children with the understanding to make it on their own and take personal responsibility, and being able to stay at home, watch their education, watch what those kids were doing, watch how they did their homework, helped them if they needed help. They graduated three kids, well, two kids already, one graduating this summer, which I will be proud to be there, honored, actually, with honors, with governor honors, not just school honors, with state honors. Two of them going on to med school on their own scholarships and the money that their family had raised and put away for them for their college. It can be done. They are, in my opinion, the American dream. I'm selfish compared to them because, one thing, I don't have kids. What do I have instead of kids? I have cars because I like cars. So is my husband. We're gearheads. I like fancy sports cars. I like fancy everything. So I am selfish in that respect. She stayed home when she could easily have been a doctor or a lawyer. Actually, she was going to school for both to try and figure out what she wanted to do. But then they decided to have kids. And she stayed home. She doesn't even buy tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce in the store. She makes her own, and she learned how to can her own food because she believes in good nutrition for her children. It didn't hurt that she has diabetes, so she has to watch her nutrition anyway. But it just shows you she is the perfect example, and he is the perfect example. They know I love them more than anything, Jeff and Shannon, and Cody and Austin and Logan, because they are the epitome of the American dream. Having a home, sending your kids through college, raising them right. Literally right, because they're Republicans too. But I digress. Not dependent on the government for anything. Not their health care, not their educations, not anything. And I can't believe the taxes that they have to pay out in Nebraska. Everything is taxed. She has to recycle glass jars. She has to remove all of the labels. So if, say you were raising a baby, all those little glass jars you usually just throw away. Yeah, those have to go through the dishwasher and those have to be removed of all labels and then you have to recycle them. Or you get in trouble. Where did we go wrong that we are raising generation upon generation of people wanting to be taken care of by the government? Where do they not understand that being taken care of by the government, there is no such thing? You are being taken care of by the American people. Don't thank Nancy Pelosi for what she does. Don't thank Schumer. Don't thank Mitch McConnell. Don't thank any of those people for what you have. Thank your neighbors. Thank the people who are actually paying those bills. Because it is your neighbor. It is your grandparents. It is your parents. Those are the people who are paying for all this. All of that foreign aid that goes to other countries. That's coming from us. Not those people who are getting rich in Washington, D.C. And I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about the lobbyists, the people that they work for, the corporations that sit around, the people at the Federal Reserve. The swamp that has been in Washington, D.C. for decades, politicians come and go. Elected representatives come and go at the will of the people. It's that swamp that Trump alludes to that we need to be getting rid of. The ambassadors and their agendas. The children of the politicians. Politicians should have rental apartments and fly back and forth home. They should not be moving their entire families there to be raised in that sick environment. And I'll say sick because I've been there. I've walked the streets of Washington, D.C. And you know who's part of the swamp. You go in to any fancy restaurant for lunch. You go into any restaurant for lunch where you're paying an arm and a leg. And that's where you find every single politician, lobbyist, people that work for the politicians in their office. And you'll see that it's always the same people. Somebody new is elected, guess what? Their office staff pretty much stays there and stays the same. think about this Christmas season? Wow. It's kind of scary, don't you think? It doesn't have to be. It's the will of the people in 2020, and make sure your voice is heard. We've had calls from San Francisco today. We've had calls from all across Northern Nevada. We get calls from Hawaii. We get calls from Oregon. Why? Because it's important for all of us to stand up and make sure that your voice is heard. And if you're living in a liberal community in another state, you are more than welcome to call in and voice your concerns here, because we're all in this together. 884-9910. We're going to be back with more as we wrap up today's show, the Friday before Christmas. Coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
7 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam, 4 Big Matars, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I apologize. It's the Monica J Show, and I played a very cool version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. A little heavy metal going on there. And I forgot to mention who it was. It is that version was from Small Town Titans. Small Town Titans. So check that out online on YouTube if you want to. It's been floating around since 2017, and I've never heard it. So let's head back to the phone lines at 884-9910 before we wrap up the show today and check in with Gino. Gino, are you mad at me for complaining?
No. Actually, it's kind of funny. I had to go get a part for a car. I was in a junkyard, and I saw an old car off to the side, and it had a bumper sticker on that I hadn't seen in a long time. It said, "The moral majority is neither." And I remember people saying that and this and that. But then I got to thinking, and you think about all the things that they said, hey, America, we're going down a road that's not going to be easy to change from, and these things are going to happen, and families are being destroyed, and pointing all this stuff out. And a lot of people didn't like to hear it. But I can't imagine any of them saying 25, 30 years ago that one day your children will be taught there are more than two genders.
Yeah.
That there's like 54 or whatever the number of the week is. And it's like, people who are like, pointing out, hey, we're getting to a slippery slope. Pay attention. Once we lose this, it might be hard to ever get back. The thing I like about your show is you're doing that for our local community. And there's a lot of people who just kind of like, gosh, I don't know what you're talking about. But you're pointing things out that we, the people, need to pay attention to. And you can disagree with what people say. And a lot of people disagreed with the moral majority. But you know what? You think back to what they were saying. They were saying stuff that it's come to pass. I can't think of much that hasn't come to pass.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that those who want to say, look at what's going on, pay attention, what's important, you'll lose it. And you and I remember when mom and dads were together and you could feed a family on one income, and it's a different world. And you talk to young people, and they have no idea what it's like, because it sounds like it's a fantasy, and they would love to be part of it, but it requires sacrifice, and it's hard. I just appreciate you sharing the Nebraska. Now, you know how people say Nevada? I think you should say Nebraska.
Nebraska. I should say that.
But it'll drive them crazy, just like Nevada drives us crazy.
Gino, your point just triggered something that I was watching last night. And being in radio for so long, I remember when Trojan used to try to advertise, and it was like, no, we are not touching condoms. Yeah. It's not going to happen. This was like 20 years ago. Now, no problem. So I'm sitting there watching television last night, and a commercial comes on for manscaping. I never in my lifetime thought I would see a commercial during mid-afternoon for manscaping equipment. It's just, that's how they've desensitized us and how anything goes. You know, anything goes. Gino, Merry Christmas. I can't wait to celebrate 2020 with you. Thank you so much for the call. That pretty much wraps it up for me today. And Gino hit the point right there. First off, what is the moral majority? What is morals or values today? Is it the value of the almighty dollar? Is it the value of the freedom to say and do anything that you want in public? Is it the values to scream that you have to be able to have a naked Jesus urinating on something as art, yet if you fly an American or Christian flag in your yard, it offends people? If you wear a red hat that celebrates your president, it offends people? You can't have your cake and eat it too. That basically means you can't have it both ways. And we are sliding down a slippery slope. And unfortunately, Gino, I think you have the wrong idea there. It's going to be something that we have to take back now. We're not going to get it back. We are going to have to take it back. I love you. Happy Friday. I'll be with you all week next week, except for Christmas Day.